Salut! Okay, so when I was in high school, and my teacher, my chorus teacher, would always take roll, and instead of saying here or present like everyone else, I would say salut, which was, it was one of my favorite words that I learned in French class. And by the way, I am Haitian, but I do not know how to speak French. I know, I need to learn, and I need to learn quick. But hi, welcome back to Everything Everything, and I am your host, Kat Nayel, and it's been a while, but today's topic is promotion, right? We've heard the saying that promotion comes from God, right? Oh, don't worry about it because promotion comes from God, or faith without works is dead. We've heard all of that, but when it comes to our careers and our goals and our ambitions and our aspirations, right? Do we have faith that everything is going to work out? I mean, we're going to school for how many years? We're studying for how long? We're working a dead end job, hoping that all of the work that we're doing now will land us to the dream job that we want to have in the future. And I've seen and read people's stories, and I've heard it, how they worked so hard and they finally got their big break. Some people got their big break at 50, 40, 30, even in their 20s, right? And for me, I don't want to get my big break at 50, but I do know that in God's timing, it will happen, just like Ecclesiastes, where everything there is a season. And today, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about promotions. I want to talk about all of our dreams and ambitions that we have. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because there are some people that you meet in life where they put you down. You can't read or write correctly. You make a lot of errors, right? And they'll say, like in the case of Lisa Nichols, right? Her teacher, I believe, when she was in high school, told her that she should not read, she should not write a book, or she should never talk in public. And look at her now. She has like 7 books. She's doing a lot of conferences, and she's a multimillionaire. And that is just amazing, right? And there's other people's stories like that where they were not counted for, right? Everything that they did, and while they were young, no one thought that they would excel or exceed or just to grow. And as children of God, right, as new believers, if you're a new believer, as a child of God, as a new believer, as long as you have on the name of Jesus and you believe in his name, just know that whatever people say, man, right, whatever they say, it does not matter. And I know it sounds kind of harsh to say that it does not matter, but it truly doesn't. Because if they are not God, right, they are not the author and creator of your faith, author and finisher of your faith. They are not your creator. They are not the one who formed you out of dust and shaped every single form, who shaped your nose, your eyes, your hands, who gave you your brain and all your intellect, right, who gave you all your gifts and talents. They are not that. They are a man, and they are subject to mistakes, and they make mistakes, and they make errors, and they don't know the future, right? They don't know that, but God does. So I personally have a lot of dreams, goals, and ambitions, and I have come across people, close and strangers, who don't think that I can do that. And that's fine, because I don't need them to think that I can do that. Oh, I know it sounds kind of harsh, like, oh, I don't need them. But truly, you don't need people to validate what God has placed in your heart. And I've heard it said by a lot of other people's too, like other people, they don't have the dream that you have. They don't see the vision that you see. They don't have the plans that you have, right? They have their own thing going on, but you know the dreams you have. You know the goals, you know the ambitions, you know your aspirations, you know what you want to achieve in the future, and you know the steps and goals that you have to do in order to accomplish that. Now, with that being said, there's going to be some sacrifices that will have to be made. There's going to be a lot of times where you're going to come across someone of difficulty. I've had that experience. I've had that where I've gone to a place and they've looked down on me because I am this small little black girl, right? And not to bring race into it or make race an issue, but you know, like they just look at you like, oh, who is this young girl? Or I already look like I'm 17 and I'm 24 and not age. I've also heard that age is nothing but a number. But for me, I say that age, you say that age ain't nothing but a number, but false. Age is a reminder that I'm not where I want to be. So I got to move faster so I can work harder to get to where I need to be. So you keep saying age is not a number, whether you're referring to a relationship, whatever, right? Age is not a number. Yes, it is. You're telling me that my age does not matter, does not help the situation. It just continues to remind me that I am this age and the plans and goals I have for my life, I've been slacking and I need to tighten up and get back in the game so I can get back, so I can go to where I need to go. So really quickly, because I do not want this to be a long podcast. So first I have Psalms 75 verse 6 and 7, and it says that for promotion cometh neither from the past nor neither from the east, my mistake. So promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set up another. Every single job, whether you are an art major, an English major, or an engineer, a technician, a doctor, or pre-med, or pre-law, whatever your major may be, we go to school working hard, hoping, right? Faith that works is dead. We're putting in all the works because we have the faith that we're going to get the dream job. And here it's saying that promotion, it doesn't come from the east. It doesn't come from the west. And it doesn't come from the south. And I think that it would also say it doesn't come from the north either, right? That's my little thing right there. But God is the judge. He put one down and he sets up another. And then in Psalm 78 verse 70, it says, he chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. Right? We know the story. Or if you don't know the story, so when David, before David became a king, he was a sheep and his father didn't count him. When he presented all his sons, David was far and they're like, oh no, he's just a shepherd boy. He's just a little, he's just tending to the sheep, right? But God, but no, you may be just a maid. You may be just a housewife. You may not have gone to school. You may not have a college degree, but that doesn't, honestly, that doesn't matter, because if you have the faith and you are putting in the work little by little, un poquito poquito, that's my little Spanish. I'm still working on it, right? TPT by TPT, my little Haitian Creole, right? If you work on it little by little, just know that God will see all your work. And if you have the faith, he will open the doors. I have this personal testimony. I can testify of this. My first 2 years of college, university, in high school, yes, I got the grades, but I was not in the top 10%, top 20%, but I graduated. But when it came to college, I was like, Lord, I do not want to slack off like I did in high school. There were things that I could have worked harder. So now this is where the work start. And I was like, Lord, I don't understand this subject. I don't. So you got to pray over your textbook. I don't understand this class. I am terrible at math. But Lord God, I need your help to help me. And God helped me. He opened up my knowledge and understanding. And even his words say, if you lack wisdom and understanding, you need to ask God, because he is the one that provides all of that. Right? And also, God, this is my little favorite little saying, God is the source to all of the resources that you can ever need. And I believe it was Kirk Franklin that I heard said this. He is the source to all the resources that you could ever need, right? God is the creator of all things, maker of all things. Nothing that was to be done hasn't been done before, right? So God created every single man. So imagine if he is the father of all of us, and one manager is the one that can give you this opportunity. God is like, he's gonna make way. He's gonna open a door. If there's a person that is stopping you from getting from where you need to be, and if it's the right timing for you to be there, don't worry about it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I've seen it happen before. And if it's not happening right now, keep working hard. Don't stop.
Because just because it's not working right now, or the odds are against you, or nothing is going right, do not stop. Because that doesn't mean that it's not supposed to happen. No, it could also be the enemy that is stopping your blessing. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I believe that in the Bible it talks about that prayers that were being sent up, but they were being held, right? They were not going up to heaven. They were being held in the realm of the earth. And I apologize if I'm misquoting it. But yeah, just because things are not happening the way that it should happen, or you're failing, you're not passing, or things are just not looking up, do not stop. If it is something that is going to benefit you, if it's not going to hurt you, if it's not causing you to sin, if it's not causing you a lie, if it's not an abomination, right? If it is a good thing, if it's God does not disapprove of it, or, you know, it's not a sin, but it's a good thing. Getting an education is a good thing, because you are learning. You are working your brain. Wanting to be a manager, that's not a bad thing. Wanting to own your own business, that's not a bad thing. Wanting to be a mother, that's not a bad thing either. Wanting to be at home, that's not a bad thing either. Do not let people put you down. If you have a dream, a goal, an ambition, and it's not working, you're taking these classes and you're failing, right? Or you're a mom, or you want to be a mom and it's not working out, don't stop. Whatever the circumstance may be, right? Do not stop, because it could also be the enemy that is working hard to stop every single blessing, that is working hard to stop you from achieving what it is that you have to achieve, what it is that you have to gain. So do not stop. And when I was walking on campus, I'm still in college, I'm still in university, and I'm still going to school, and I'm still trying to get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. I'm still trying to, you know, work, because I have a lot of goals and dreams I want to accomplish. And when I was walking, a thought came to me, and the thought was saying that when you make a shot, right, the famous basketball players, right, when you make a shot, a basket, or you shoot a ball, and it doesn't go in the first time, don't stop. Continue. Try again. The second time it doesn't go in. The third time it doesn't go in. The fourth time it doesn't go in. The fifth time it doesn't go in. The tenth time may not go in, but on the 50th time, like 50 times, on the 50th try, it finally goes in, right? But it only got to 50 because you didn't stop at one. You didn't stop after one. You kept shooting. You kept shooting. You kept shooting. And although you've missed, you still kept shooting the ball. And that is the moral, that even though you are failing, continue to shoot the ball, right? And I know that this may not be relevant, but I believe it was J.K. Rowling, right, who wrote the famous Harry Potter books, although we know, you know, we're not trying to read Harry Potter. I'm sorry. I just got to add this in there, because it's still a motivational, inspirational, biblical that I'm trying to help everyone out there, to encourage you to not give up on your dreams and goals if it is a good dream and goal to have. But J.K. Rowling, I believe that she went to 99 publishers, 99. Some people stop at 3. Some people stop at 4. Some people stop at 50 or 89. Like, man, I should give up. But you know what, though? She kept trying. She kept sending her manuscript. And at the 100th try, she finally got somebody that says, fine, I'll take a look at it. So keep shooting your shot. Don't give up. You miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. And I know this is sounding like a cliche, but we're going to be in cliche mode today, okay? Because as I'm speaking to everyone else, I'm encouraging myself too, because people put me down. People count me out. But you know what? Because I'm this little black Haitian girl. But you know what? This little black Haitian girl is destined for greatness. And all of you out there, whether you're black, white, Asian, Latina, Latino, whether you're a Brazilian or Trinidad, whatever you may be, or from the West Indies, whatever you may be, whatever you are, whatever you want to do, don't let anyone put you down, because they don't know your future, right? God says that I know the thoughts, Jeremiah, I believe 29:11. For I know the thoughts, and for I know the thoughts I think towards you. That's a peace and love to prosper you. And I'm sorry that I'm probably, you know, misquoting a little bit, but Jeremiah 29:11, you're going to go seek it out for yourself. Seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Check it out. Right, and another scripture
is Proverbs 3 verse, I believe it's verse 35. And I'm sorry, I am stumbling over my own handwriting because I like to write all my scriptures down. That way, you know, I can have everything. And it says that the wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be the promotion of fools. So it's just saying that don't worry. Like, you are wise. You are doing everything that you need to do. Your time is going to come. You will be rewarded. And one of the stories, examples that I have here is Joseph, right? We know the story of Joseph. And Joseph is probably not the only one in the Bible, but Joseph is the one I'm using today. And in Genesis 39, it becomes, so we can start from earlier on, right? So the story of Joseph is Joseph was, I believe, Jacob's youngest son. And he was sold into slavery by his brothers. And he told his brother, before he did that, they did that, he told his brothers that, and his family that, I'm going to be ruler and you will bow down to me. And they're like, you know what? Hush up, Chad. Are we going to bow down to you? I'm sorry if I sound a little country. We're going to bow down to you? Uh-uh. You're the youngest. I am not going to bow down to you, okay? And so they got jealous, and I believe his mother made him like this colorful coat, the coat of many colors. It is a very famous coat. And but they sold him into slavery. And when he went to, he was in jail. And well, he went to Pharaoh's house and he was working as a slave. And then he found favor in the sight of Pharaoh. And but then his wife wanted to, his wife was attracted to him. And Joseph said, no, how can I do this to my master? And he was tossed in prison. But then he, Pharaoh had a dream, and then Joseph was the only one that could interpret the dream. And then he was made overseer of that, right? But even throughout his slavery, when he was in slavery or when he was in prison, he still kept hoping that it was going to happen for him, right? And then in Genesis 45 verse 8 says that Joseph has, Joseph tells his brothers that it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his household and ruler of all the land of, I believe, Egypt, all the land of Egypt. Sorry if I'm stumbling over my writing. All the land of Egypt. But I was just, as I was writing, words were just flowing down. I was just writing, trying to get all the thoughts on paper because I didn't want to miss a thing. But yeah, that's just a story. Like, it was, people can try whatever they can to stop your blessing, to stop you from moving forward. But you know what though? If you are called, if you are destined, if you are ordained for that, can't nobody stop you. And one of my friends, I know she's gonna be listening. And so in high school, I used to tell her that if that person is for you, they are for you, okay? Like, can't nobody take them away. Like, if God has this person for you, and some people, you know, they be trying to say stuff, but I believe in Jesus, okay? But if this person is for you, right, and there, you guys are meant to be together, and somebody try to like take them away or something, someone can't steal away a person that is for you and wants to be with you. Now a person can be for you, but then they don't want to be with you. But then that's another topic for another day. But this is to say that God has a plan for your life. The ambitions, the goals and dreams that you have, that it's not a bad thing to have goals and dreams and ambitions. It's not a bad thing to want to do more, to want to grow, right? Even his God, Jesus' disciples, right? They didn't just stay in their little place and kept the gospel to themselves, but they had a dream, right? They did what God told them, to go to all nations, preaching the gospel, baptizing them, right? And they didn't just stay there like, even though people told them, stop preaching in the name of Jesus, stop it. They're like, no, we're not going to stop. We're going to continue. right? I'm sorry for that little. I'm very animated. If you know me in real life, you know that I'm very animated. But yeah, we're not going to stop. We're still going to preach it, right? So they didn't stop. They didn't stop. And you out there, boy, girl, woman, man, elder, right? Don't stop. Please do not stop. Because promotion, it does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. And it does not come from the south. But it comes from God. No matter what other people may say, they can be older than you. And they say, oh, you're too young for this. I've had that. You're too young. Or you look too young to be here. You don't belong here. I've had that said to me. You don't belong here. You're a child. You don't belong here. I'm like, but I am. No, what you gonna do about it? I didn't say that last part, but I'm like, what? What are you talking about? But you're gonna have people tell you that you don't belong here. Or you need to go. Or you need to leave. I've had that said to me before. I'm a little quiet. I'm quiet in real life, but I'm introverted and extroverted when I want to be, right? But I'm introverted by nature. And I've had some people tell me that you don't belong here. You know, you need to leave, or we're going to have to let you go early, right? Because this person says so. It's okay. Because you know what, though? This is just a stepping stone to where I need to be, okay? If you don't want me to be here, I'm going to get my stuff. I'm going to dust off my feet, and I'm going to take my peace with me, right? I believe that's a scripture. I don't have it written down. That's your homework. Find a scripture where I believe it's in the New Testament, and the disciples, I believe it was Jesus that says that when you go somewhere and they don't receive you, don't worry about it. Just dust off your feet and keep it moving. Right, dust off your feet and keep it moving. And one last scripture. I said I didn't want it to be a long podcast. I'm so sorry. It's 22 minutes. I will try to do better, but as the words flow, I just gotta let it go. Ooh, okay. All right, so 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. So when your come up do come, right? When your time do come and you are at the place and you are successful, don't forget God. Don't forget all the things that he did for you to bring you here, all the trials that you went through, all the no's that you heard. Don't get cocky. Don't get boisterous. You know, don't get vain. But be humble, be confident, and continue to trust in God. Because remember that God sets up one and he sets down another. And if you get your head is too big, it's flying in the air, the air's gonna blow out eventually, right? So we wanna keep ourselves humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Continue to be humble. Continue to work hard. You know you look good. You know you're smart. You know you're working. You know you're doing everything that you need to do. And sometimes you just have to stay there and be quiet and continue to work, right? And I like to tell myself, I'm just gonna glow in secret, and you're just gonna see me when the light comes on. I'm just gonna be working on myself in the secret. You're not gonna see me what I'm doing, but when you see me, just know, you're just gonna know, like, whoa, this girl been doing something. I don't know what she's been doing, but she's been doing something. Yeah, I've been with Jesus. Have you? Okay, so it's getting hot. I'm getting a little excited. But thank you once again for coming back to Everything Everything. I will continue to do more topics, but I need you guys to tell me what you want me to talk about. Until then, I'll be saying what I feel led to speak on, what the Holy Spirit drops inside my heart, whatever I see on the daily that I think needs to be talked about. So come back again soon. I will be posting more. I know I say that every single time, but promise you, the thing is, I do not want to post something and it's not beneficial, because if it's not beneficial, then I'm doing it in vain. And I don't want to do anything in vain. I want to do things because I know that God is going to receive the glory, honor, and the praise. And I needed this encouragement to talk to everyone out there and just to express that, hey, promotion, it doesn't come from the east. It doesn't come from the west. It doesn't come from the south. But God is the judge. He puts up one and he sets down another.
and that whatever man or people say, it don't matter. Because at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. So everyone, so please be blessed, be bold, and don't forget that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Check out my website, beboldforchrist.com, beboldforchrist.com. Again, this is Katnaya, and I will see you back on Everything, Everything.